the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Coming up on 918, we've got a cloudy sky. 28 degrees. Well, we've been talking a lot about this. You know, the most generous day in our region is almost here. In fact, it's right around the corner. On today's Make-A-Wish Monday segment, I love this. Every Monday, or once a month, on Mondays, we get to talk with Make-A-Wish. And this morning, Tori Schrantz is here with us to discuss Giving Hearts Day and the impact it has on the children involved with Make-A-Wish. Tori's on the phone with me this morning. Tori, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Oh, so good to have you here on the show. I love Make-A-Wish Mondays and getting a chance to talk with you folks. Well, let's talk about Giving Hearts Day, Tori. For people that might not be familiar with it, what exactly is Giving Hearts Day?
Yeah, so Giving Hearts Day is a 24-hour online fundraising day for North Dakota and Northwestern Minnesota charities that's hosted by Dakota Medical and Impact Foundation. They've been doing it for many years now, and every year it just blows us out of the water with the generosity. Make-A-Wish has had the chance to participate for over 10 years now, and it truly is one of our biggest fundraisers every year. I mean, the whole day just exemplifies that we honestly live in the most generous region. It's a fun thing to be a part of.
So coming up on Thursday, Giving Hearts Day, Tori, why would you say it's so important to donate on Thursday?
I mean, there's a couple great reasons that stand out to me. And the first is obviously getting to help make wishes come true for children who are fighting critical illnesses. So as a statewide organization, you know, we are granting wishes in your community. I know you've had some Wish Kids on the show to share their journeys before.
Yes.
And so by donating, yeah, you are ensuring that local children get a wish experience that brings them hope and joy and just gives back a piece of their childhood that has been taken away by illness. And then the other reason is just to be a part of the community of giving.
Right.
Being a part of this day where tens of thousands of people help raise millions of dollars for so many different worthy causes. I mean, it just feels good. It feels good to be a part of it and to know that you play a hand in that and are actively part of making this the most generous region in the world.
Tori, Make-A-Wish North Dakota, I mean, you guys have so many fantastic success stories. Do you have an example of the kind of impact the Giving Hearts can make?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could go on for hours with examples of the kind of impact that Giving Hearts make just on this day alone for our mission. But a good one is that last year we highlighted 4-year-old Connor's wish to have a play set, and that he was waiting for that wish to come true at that time. He had been battling leukemia. And the reason behind his wish is because if you asked him what the hardest part of being sick was, it was when he had to go to the hospital and be away from his siblings, who he just loved so much, which is just so heartwarming. So he wanted a play set so that they could make the most of the time he was at home, and they could play together and make those fun memories right in their own backyard. And let me tell you, Giving Hearts rallied last year. It was our most successful Giving Hearts Day ever, and we raised over $100,000. And I mean, with the average cost of a wish being about $7,500 in cash, I mean, that's a lot of wishes that were able to be granted, including Connor's. So just one of many success stories behind this day.
We are talking with Tori Schrantz, Communications and Development Manager with Make-A-Wish North Dakota. Tori, remind our listeners again how they can be a part of this big day coming up Thursday.
The best thing you can do is to donate and share with others on a day like Giving Hearts Day. A gift of any size gets put together with so many others that it all adds up to make such a huge impact. So you can donate to Make-A-Wish North Dakota on Thursday at givingheartsday.org, or you can actually schedule your gift right now, today or tomorrow, if you're worried about missing out on being a part of the big day and don't want to have to worry about making it on Thursday. It'll automatically make that donation for you on Thursday if you schedule it today, and so that you can be a part of it.
Tori, here's hoping that you just have a fantastic Giving Hearts Day on Thursday. Thank you so much for all the work you do with Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And thank you very much for taking time out of your busy day to talk with us here this morning. Appreciate it a whole lot.
Yeah, thank you, Bill, for having us on and sharing our mission with your community. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. And we will talk very soon. Okay, Tori?
Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right. That is Tori Schrantz. She is the Communications and Development Manager for Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And again, Giving Hearts Day coming up on Thursday. And keep Make-A-Wish in mind when you're doing your giving on Giving Hearts Day.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Oh, man. I'm running low on gas. Wait, do you know where I can get some 91 Premium no ethanol gas?
Yeah, Wahpeton Senex carries a wide variety of gas and diesel.
Let's go. We can fill our tanks and fill our bellies at Hill Street 10 Cafe.
Sounds like a plan.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern.